launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. I want to continue this discussion we were just getting into last hour and kind of recap for our new listeners that just might be tuning in. Jim emailed in having some trouble with some neighbors. Now, in this particular scenario, it's not clear as to whether or not Jim owns the place, but I don't know how many of these row houses are owned by the individuals in them. According to the internet, a row house is a home that's like a townhouse with up to four units in it, basically, that are obviously divided by walls. So they don't share any common areas, as I understand it. So it's basically a multiplex. I've got a duplex myself, so I have some familiarity with what this is like. And unless your duplex or your quadplex or whatever it is, your multiplex, has some serious soundproofing, you're going to hear your neighbors. If your neighbors are listening to their music loud, you're going to hear that. If they're having a fight, you're going to hear that. And Mark, when we went off the air, you said, oh, Ian, you fall down on this issue. And I think you're wrong about that, because I said that if this guy owns his house and he's having an issue with the neighbors playing the music too loud, too late, and that's annoying. I understand that. That is not pleasant. But if he owns that place, then he went into it knowing that he was going to be living between a wall. I mean, there's going to be a wall between him, his family, and another family. So it would be incumbent upon him to do whatever's necessary to make sure that he has the appropriate deed restrictions in place to where it is explicitly said what is and what is not appropriate as far as loudness factors are concerned. So if that's not in place and he's just renting from a landlord, then he can go to the landlord and say, look, there's a problem here between us and this other neighbor, and I'd like for you to help us solve it, and then move forward with wherever that goes. But in the event that that's not what's going on, and that he did get into this purchase, and there was, let's say, some sort of sound agreement, then that other family's clearly in violation, and he should take whatever steps are necessary. And you're right, Mark, he should do neighborly things first, and that's what he's been trying to do, and it hasn't been working very well. So now neighborly relations are starting to fall apart. He used to do some things like taking care of the driveway. Now he doesn't do that anymore, and so things are deteriorating now over time. And, of course, bringing an enforcer in, whatever that means, whether it's some neighborhood association, some sort of private security, or bringing the cops in from the outside, probably isn't going to improve neighborly relations, which is why it should be the last step. That's why people should try to take voluntary.
These neighbors have, up until have this point, varied between saying okay and then not doing anything about the noise, and saying, hey, go suck an egg, we'll do what we want, pal. Mm-hmm. And I think that I believe that there is a point where people are, at a certain decibel level, and I'm not sure what that is, on your property, not theirs, not measured to the source of the noise, but measured mm-hmm. from your property, that they are aggressing upon you. And those decibel levels would be different for daytime and versus nighttime. Yes, I agree that people that work nights, they're getting screwed. Those people should consider earplugs. I think that that you probably will avoid some problems by using earplugs. You're going to cause problems by calling the police on these people. Absolutely.
That could result in retaliation.
But would you agree that there's a point where a person makes noise on their property and aggresses against their neighbor?
I think that you could absolutely have some sort of a concept of an audio trespass. I mean, you are creating sound waves, and those waves are going onto another person's property.
So in the same way that you could create a stink machine, smell.
Sure. I think that's possible. But I think that private property solves this problem.
Does that not happen with the light waves from things that are littering your property, right? Those light waves that are traveling onto other people's property, that doesn't happen, right? So your neighbors your junk couch on your lawn, is that an aggression against them?
I think you're demonstrating how it is something of a slippery slope.
That's exactly where I wanted to go with this.
I would argue that, yes, if my neighbor is going to burn tires and the tire smoke is drifting, through the window into my living room, then, yes, I would agree that they are damaging my property. But if they're having a barbecue, on a Sunday and I don't like the smell of barbecue and I can smell it vaguely when I walk by the window, have they committed a trespass against my property, or am I just somebody who's a picky, nosy neighbor?
I think that what this actually demonstrates is there need to be covenants of some sort or another for the dealing with neighbors. I mean, that's just
I totally agree.
Now, I've got 11 wooded acres. I got my neighbors handled. Absolutely.
And
as far as I'm concerned, someone that's concerned about sound should move out there. My neighbors shoot guns.
My
and
biggest
run
problem
chainsaws. I can hear them.
Fine. And you go inside your house, and it's probably not that big of a deal.
It doesn't bother me one way or the other. I like the sound of chainsaws and guns.
There you go. It comes with the territory. And similarly, when you move into a townhome or you move into a duplex, coming with the territory is going to be sound issues. You're going to have those issues. You're living in close proximity with other people, and things are going to come up. And you're right, Mark. Covenants do need to happen. There need to be home deed restrictions and agreements between homeowners. I think that's very important. And outside of that, alternatively, if you choose to buy some sort of property that is completely unencumbered by any sort of deed restrictions, then you're rolling the dice. You know that there's a chance that something could happen that you don't have anything in place for, and you're taking that risk because maybe you want the ability to do what you want on your property, and that's why you're taking that risk, or maybe you just don't want to deal with deed restrictions and all that. And I think those could be choices people make as well. But I think private property would solve all of these issues, to where if you're moving into something like a townhome, you better make sure that you've got that stuff covered in advance, because otherwise you are in this area of the government and its arbitrary rules about, okay, well, if that's too loud, what about when your neighbors fight? Do you also get to call the police when the neighbors get too loud, having a discussion during a party at nighttime? So the government can't really solve this problem for
people. I think that this is one of the areas the government is actually pretty darn good at solving.
At setting an arbitrary number and enforcing it on people?
A decibel number is an arbitrary number, but yes, I do think that that somebody needs to set some number and say, you just can't be louder than this past this time of night.
Yeah, I mean, what's the alternative if you have an area that's a gray area about whether somebody is doing something that's injurious to property? Likely that's not going to be spelled out in detail if you have a deed restriction. And what's the alternative to the government's arbitrary number? An arbitrator's arbitrary number?
Well, I think that...
The deed restriction's arbitrary number.
Well, okay, but then you've got different arbitrary numbers, and you can select from the arbitrary numbers that are best in your mind. The government forces the same number on everyone.
What you're setting up here is, in this freedom town where people live close together and can do what they want, is war on a audio level.
What am I talking about?
I'm talking about I'm not. The fact is, there exist now houses. In free world, uh-huh, these houses will continue to exist because everything doesn't get wiped clean. Now, you're proposing to do away with zoning laws, so how are you going to come up with a unanimous system?
You just have to do it between your neighbors, man. If you can't get it to work, you can't get it to work.
Right, and then what you have are zones where you have no agreements in place.
So you let it naturally evolve from the marketplace. If no agreement is in place initially, you can go to your neighbors and say, hey, I kind of like it quiet around here. Do you like quiet? Yeah, I like quiet too. All right, well, let's get together and make a covenant and apply them to our properties. That way, if you decide to sell, whoever it is that comes in brand new also has to agree to the same covenant. That's a possibility. It requires consent, but that's okay. I like the idea of people consenting to the rules.
I agree.
And if your neighbors don't agree, move the F out and go find some neighbors who do agree with you.
And so then you've got the situation where, if I don't want to leave, my parents have owned this house, my grandparents owned this house.
Then buy your neighbors out.
Right. So then you've got the people across the next door to me who are playing their music too loud. Mm-hmm. I decide, now it's time to invest in that train horn. And they say, okay, time to address to that 50 cal cannon. Ba-boom!
That'd make a great cartoon, Mark.
Right.
How realistic what you're talking about
it's
is.
It's absolutely what's going to happen.
The Hatfields and McCoys. Right.
Please do not pull out the, this is crazy, because this is exactly what would happen.
You do sound crazy.
The fact is, this is what people do. They turn their music up, the other person turns their music up.
That's not how it works. There are towns without zoning ordinances that address noise specifically, and we don't have that going on. Most people don't blast their music because they don't want their neighbors to be pissed at them.
But if you give them freedom, Nick, they'll change their behavior and they'll start blasting their music.
No, they will. This is what people do. I've seen it. I've watched it. Everybody listening has heard it too.
Go find somewhere quiet to live. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. You'll know about it. It'll come to your email box. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Let's continue taking your calls. Chris is in Texas on the Amp Line. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Ian. I wanted to jump in a little bit. I think I'd called one time about a year and a half ago, but I was listening to the audiobooks from the Von Mises Institute, and in one of Rothbard's books, he talks about this issue of pollution and noise and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And according to that book, it was saying at the time, I can't remember which one of the volumes it is, but that up until the beginning of the 20th century, pollution, noise, noxious smells of whatever were all treated as trespassing in common law. And then there was some sort of Supreme Court case, and I think it involved a corporation versus an individual, and it was specifically pollution. It may have been groundwater pollution. And there was some ruling, and they basically said, you know, that this is standing in the way of progress, so we're not going to penalize corporations with these silly trespassing laws. And they put it under the general umbrella of administrative law or statutes.
Okay, so then so then they could get away with polluting and nothing
could
be done
about it. Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, it gets basically, it's left up to the diktats of the government now. So, like, just like roads, at one time we had private roads, now we don't. In a similar fashion, seems to me, and, you know, thinking about it a little bit, it seems to me that solution, you know, the old one, was much better than what we have today. And certainly, you know, goes much further in terms of making, you know, the individual parties right.
So, yeah, and I'd rather have different organizations deciding what they think is appropriate as far as noise levels is concerned than having some arbitrary diktat being forced down from on high.
At the property line or something like that, which is just ridiculous, you know.
Well, I think it is at the property line it's ridiculous because, you know, you don't sleep at your property line. You sleep at the house.
Yeah, exactly.
But any rule is going to be arbitrary. It's just who agrees to it and when.
Right. Well, it's the consent factor that's important here, and that's not in play with the government situation, but it would be in play with private covenants and deed restrictions and things like that.
Ian, all you're proposing is is a slower evolution of this consent because you're telling people, well, move out. Well, what if all the places, you know, it's been 300 years and now all the places have these covenants in place? The world is ate up. I've got to move to Antarctica if I want to play my music too loud. I mean, these are
ludicrous.
Just laws.
You know, that's just it, Mark. You have to go, as usual, to the realm of the extreme to make a statement like that. How many music fans do you know in your life that would want to put up with some sort of quiet zone everywhere? I mean, come on,
Most
dude.
People I know who like music like to sleep, too. And they don't want their neighbors playing loud music at the
time. Some people like to party at night, Mark, and let those folks move together. I mean, I think these things would happen naturally if people were allowed to make
those
decisions.
They would over the course of decades and centuries, but you're not addressing problems that people are going to be concerned with today.
Mm-hmm. So how does the government situation address those problems?
They've set an arbitrary number, and if the law is written well and enforced well, then people can't go over a certain decibel level at a certain time of day or night.
I don't understand the fascination with the arbitrary number because
arbitrary number.
No, it doesn't, though.
Okay, please tell me how.
Well, it would be arbitrary in the way it's enforced, but I think that the person complaining would have to show that their enjoyment of the property is being affected in some way, and that what their neighbor is doing is clearly harmful to their ability to use their property.
Well, I think you get into a dangerous area when you start talking about enjoyment, because that's very subjective. But when you can start talking about it is affecting my health, for instance, your burning tires is used in a good example, that would be an effect to health. Not being able to sleep because it's too loud, that's an effect to health. You know, I mean, obviously you're going to have to find the median of what people can tolerate and, you know, go a certain distance from that median in order to, you know, handle. And people who sleep like feathers, they need to get earplugs, and that's just the way it has to be. I mean, if a person dropping a shoe upstairs in an apartment complex wakes you up, I'm sorry. That's just
you're
not going to be accepted.
In the wrong home. If that's the case, you need to find somewhere else to live.
I concur with you.
Oh, I see. So under the arbitrary limit, you're all okay with that. But if somebody's enjoyment is being disturbed, shouldn't they be concerned? I mean,
some
my enjoyment says I
enjoy crap.
In order to enjoy
my
apartment,
mean, bitter people.
In order to enjoy my apartment, I want to have I want to make sure I can go out, look on my balcony, and not hear a darn thing from anybody on either side or the top or the bottom. I don't want to hear somebody sneeze next door to me.
Yep, those are the mean, bitter people I'm talking about.
Well, and those are the mean, bitter people that get in charge and write things like noise ordinances and stuff like that. Your friends, Mark.
Not all the time. Sorry.
Chris, other thoughts for us tonight?
Oh, no. Like, well, the only other thing I would add is I'd feel perfectly comfortable in that situation if it went to a jury. I mean, I think that's where you could get, you know, reasonable subjective judgment about it.
A jury?
Man, don't trust juries.
I mean, how do you know you're getting people on the jury that are...
Well, it would be a common law court, you know, some sort of arbiter.
I think that's the best way to come to an arbitrary decision, which is what this is. I mean, saying it should go to arbitration or to a judge, you're putting the decision in the hands of one man, giving it to a jury, you've got 12 people... They're going to have
instead of one idiot, you've got 12 of them.
Yeah, look, well, they all have to agree.
Yeah,
there are things that are annoying about living in certain places, and people, I think, mostly know those things when they move into them. One of the most annoying things around here is a damn klaxon in downtown Keene that goes off at 3 a.m, and that's the government that creates that noise pollution. That's one of the worst things around here. The only other thing that makes noise here in Keene, and we're in relatively close proximity to people here, at least thankfully in my neighborhood, we don't have the college kids with their parties, but sometimes they're outside and the kids, you know, they're making noise, and if it's the springtime or the fall, you get your windows open, you can hear that stuff. That's okay. I live in a city. I expect things like that. You live in New York City? You've got sirens all night.
All time of the day and night. It just doesn't stop.
It's like that. I mean, I was in New Jersey, and I was in a hotel. They had road construction going on, just jackhammering all night long. And, you know, who am I going to call? The state and complain about that? I mean, they're not going to enforce their own ordinances on themselves.
They should.
So
if you had a legal system that worked, and unfortunately we don't, that they would.
But I also like the idea of road construction going on at night.
I agree.
Because then it's not going on during the daytime. So again, you're in a city, you get what you get. If you're out in the woods, you get what you get out there. So buy wisely. Thanks for the call tonight, Chris. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, don't expect me to shed a tear for somebody who's chosen to live in a downtown area that doesn't like noise. I mean, I remember there was a story in Sarasota, where we come from, about some guy that was living in an apartment building right over top of some restaurant that played music outdoors. What are you thinking, dude? I know that you want to be able to look out over the water and everything down there. It's very pretty. You've got the Gulf of Mexico, and I understand that was probably the reason why you bought the place, was so you can, you know, get the city view and everything, but you chose that, man. I don't feel sorry for you, and I don't feel sorry for you if somebody's on their balcony beneath you smoking a cigarette or smoking a bong, and the smoke is wafting up and irritating your tender little nostrils. You chose an apartment. You chose a condo. If you don't like it, go live in the woods where people won't bother you, except with the gunfire and the pigs or whatever the hell else is out there. The cows. How about the damn cows? You live out in this place where there's farms nearby and you can smell the cow manure. What about that?
I grew up next to a dairy. I love it.
You chose it. Exactly. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Spyville.com offers a wide range of personal protection products. Our experience in the spy and security industry allows us to provide you with quality security equipment at some of the most affordable prices you'll find. Spyville.com is your source for complete 4-camera video systems starting at $499. Most of our customers install their own systems without the additional cost of an installer. A picture may be worth 1,000 words, but live video tells the whole story, generally ending with a conviction. Check out our latest personal portable spy cameras, mini video cameras hidden in a keychain, a wristwatch, or even a cigarette lighter. These mini video recorders go anywhere and spy on anyone. Spyville.com also offers night vision cameras and night vision scopes. All of our products are available at Spyville.com. That's Spyville.com. Who do you want to spy on today? Spyville.com. Spy cameras and security equipment since 1997.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away the features on the site. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give ours away at freetalklive.com, so enjoy that and enjoy the live streams. Broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam. We give that all to you at listen.freetalklive.com. That'll get you right to them. That's listen.freetalklive.com to your phone calls. We go to David in Michigan. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David, yeah. Hey there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been listening to you guys for about 8 months now, and I finally figured I would chime in with some of my ideas.
Super.
It seems like we're talking about that the government is the big problem, and it seems to me that the big problem is human nature.
And what do you believe to be human nature what of human nature is the problem?
Well, it seems to me that about 97% of the population are, like your local councilwoman there, just kind of go along to get along.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's about 3% that are like us, you know, that want freedom and we're willing to do almost anything for it. And then there's a very, very small percentage that seem to want to amass power and control others.
Mm. Okay. I'd say that, I don't know about the percentages, but, you know, generally that's
right.
A probably accurate statement.
Right, right. And, you know, to me, the beautiful thing of the Constitution, which, in my opinion, has failed at this point, is that it slowed the amassing of power. And, those people that want to amass power have found ways around our Constitution.
Sure they have, because as you said, you know, the 97% or whatever, the 90% isn't really paying attention and don't really seem to care as long as they can, you know, have a six-pack and some Dancing with the Stars to watch at night.
Right.
I love that Dancing with the Stars.
You know, I would equate, you know, the non-aggression principle would be a good law within a voluntary society, but it seems to me if you're going to have a voluntary society that's going to function, you're still going to have some type of structure to...
Well, of course. The marketplace will come up with that structure based on what people are demanding. And since you're right that most people do go along to get along, while that may seem to be a problem on its face, the fact is that changes that have come about in the past have come because of a dedicated minority of people, a very small amount of people being very dedicated to whatever it is that they're looking to see happen and seeing it through. If we get enough people together in the same geographic region that believe in freedom and that are willing to do something about it, then we can expect that those people that go along to get along will just go along with us. Hey, they get to pay less taxes, too. So I'm sure a lot of them will be kind of happy about it, even though they won't lift a finger to actually assist with the achievement of it.
I think that it's Jim, right?
It is David.
David, sorry. I think David has a really good point, though, that basically throughout human history, humans have been enslaved. And,
sure.
You know,
it's still that way today.
It's still that way today. And it's hard to see that, you know, that necessarily changing. Maybe it will. We've seen a progression in the amount of freedom that humans have on an aggregate basis over time, and I'm hoping that continues to happen.
If enough of the slaves stand up on the plantation, party's over for Massa.
Yeah, just take a look at Haiti.
Anywhere.
Well,
anywhere.
That's what happened in Haiti. I mean, the slaves.
Right. I don't care if you're talking about a plantation with 200 people on it, or you're talking about a state with 200,000 people or 2 million people. If enough people, percentage-wise, refuse to go along with Massa's plan and his workmen, then they've got a real problem on
but
their hands.
Is that sustainable is the question. I mean, you may be able to get enough people to completely abolish government, but is that sustainable over the long run, given
that's
human
my
nature?
Question.
I don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah.
I just can't envision anything that the free market would do that would last longer than, you know, it lasted basically 200 years with a constitution.
So you're saying that you believe that the free market will be subverted by some strong man at some point?
I think that the 97% will just, I mean, I don't see any way around it. It seems to me that there's got to be some type of structure there to prevent it.
To prevent what? From a strong man taking over?
Right.
What would he have to take over? What apparatus or apparati would he be seizing? What reins of power?
Guns.
But the guns are all over the place. I mean, the guns are everywhere right now. How would a strong man accomplish something like that?
Well,
starting from zero.
Just like they do in Africa. I mean, you get a strong man that amasses more guns and tanks and armored vehicles than the neighbor, and then he's the one in control.
Yeah, but that I think. Well,
you're dealing with poverty there, where people aren't armed very well.
You're dealing with that, and you're also dealing with a society that has not really thrown off the yokes of violence to get its way. I think that in order to have a voluntary society, you're going to have some sort of coming to an understanding of what that means and a value amongst the people as to wanting something like that.
But
so
I think part of the problem is that the 97%. That we're going with here that just go along to get along they're not particularly incentivized to care about moral issues. They don't really care about throwing off the shackles of the state, and they're not particularly opposed to going along with some despot if it's going to work out better for them.
Well, I don't know that they might have a choice but to go along with the despot if the despot has enough power.
Well, that's just it. That's going to have to start somewhere. It's not like you can secretly build an arsenal too easily without people becoming aware of what it is you're up to. So you'd have to start from zero, I think, most likely, or you're going to start bringing tanks into the county, your farm or something like that, and amassing your army, and are you going to start hiring people? Who's going to work for you? You have to have a lot of money, and if you start doing things like this and you start attacking people, then you become the target. I mean, if you're in charge of this organization that is now terrorizing people and stealing their guns from them and enslaving them, attempting to what is a free people that I'm sure some of them appreciate their freedom. I know a lot of Americans today would be willing to fight to keep what they perceive as their freedom. So these folks would have more freedom than they have today. I'm sure some of them are not going to turn their guns around so easily. This strongman that you're talking about starts enforcing his way on people, he's going to be targeted. People are going to want to take him out. There's going to be a bounty put on his head. And then once he gets taken out, what's going to be the incentive for his lieutenants or whoever it is that he's hired to be his mercenaries to continue on in the fight? Who's going to cut them the paycheck? I mean, it doesn't seem to be very realistic what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that throughout history that there's always been those people that want to amass power and control others.
Jim, welcome to my life. This is what my job's like, is arguing with this guy about this particular issue.
Let him be in charge of a neighborhood association. That should be good enough.
Here's the solution I've come up with at this point, Jim, is, hey, let's free New Hampshire together, and then you people can have some little area where you can have your freedom world.
Free land of Keene.
And then the rest, of course, I have to work with him and come into this, you know, godforsaken gun smoke.
There's
city
a gun to your head.
But the rest of us can just have a government that does cops, courts, and causeways.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds like a deal.
If you can talk my wife into it, I'll be there in about 3 months.
If I can talk her into it, put her on the phone.
She's not here right now. In fact, that's why I'm talking to you. She's not here.
Oh, okay. Is it that bad? She's really against the idea of moving to New Hampshire?
Well, no. We're just both from an area where our family's been here for many generations, and she just wouldn't want to leave that. And I wouldn't either, but I'm willing to.
No, I didn't want to leave Florida either. In that sense, I would have liked Florida to have been the place that became free. However, our founding fathers, the Pilgrims or whomever, landed here in the Northeast. So this is where we are.
Well, and you know, this is one of those issues that those people that are looking at the idea of achieving more freedom are really going to have to come to grips with. If it's true, and I believe it is, if it's true that the best chance for freedom in liberty in your lifetime is here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, then you really have to start asking yourself, what do you value the most? Do you value the chance at freedom and bringing whoever's in agreement with you along with you, or do you value your family enough to stay where you are, stick it out, and do your best to, you know, try to minimize the damage to you and your family?
It's not an easy question.
I don't blame you either way. Whatever your choice, it's your choice. It's your life. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I'd like to think that your families, the family members that care the most about you would come with you, would see the value in freedom, would see the value to their family and the future of their generations in freedom, and come here to New Hampshire.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes. Arrested for war crimes, he now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI, 800-259-9231.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. We'll go to Duncan, listening in Canada. Duncan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark. Hello there.
Hi there. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Duncan?
I've been listening to this station for a little while there with Alex Jones first, and now this program. I have a personal experience with censorship from the United States.
And what's that?
And I've also got... In my opinion, a solution for how people can actually arm themselves without using any weapons.
Okay, that sounds interesting. Let's start with the first thing about the censorship. What is it that you've experienced?
Back in 1996, there was a bill in the Senate called the Telecommunications Reform Act. Hotwired Magazine organized an online protest, which I participated in, and the protest was against the Reform Act, and all the participants were assigned, we were supposed to just simply write an essay, a short essay, about what freedom of speech meant to you personally.
Okay.
So I started writing an essay to participate in the protest, and the essay turned into a website, which I teamed up with some friends that I met political activist type people who.
So how did the censorship come in?
Well, first of all, I'll try to get to the point here quickly if I could.
Please.
The censorship happened when I published Declaration of Independence for Cyberspace.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to stake claim to cyberspace as a new territory for sovereignty worldwide.
Okay.
And I created a I was trying to get a global community together on this website as a local, like, to make the global internet useful for the local people.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be used to connect people from around the world.
Sounds like a good idea. Who shut you down? How did that happen?
It was back in the day of the 300 baud modem, and I would log in using a dial-up connection every time, and I used the speakerphone to actually listen to the modem's voices, right? And, you remember how it would sound?
Like, yes, it sounds like a bunch of digital hash.
It sounds like a fax machine.
Like a fax. Yes, exactly. So during the protest was organized by Dave Wiener from Hotwired magazine. He was an editor there, and there's three domains that actually blocked. Eventually, my connection was blocked with a Deftone.
Your connection was blocked with a what?
They sent a file to my computer through a listserv. The listserv was organized for all of the participants of the protest. And when
okay.
I sent...
What
I
year
sent,
was this that this, this was happening?
1996.
And you had a 300 baud modem in 1996?
Or sorry, no, it was a 9600 baud.
Okay, so you were using your 9600 baud modem to connect to the internet, and you believe that your paper was, or your essay about freedom of speech was censored by someone who put some sort of special tone on your phone line?
Yeah, I actually found the file.
So you were hosting, point of information, you were hosting your paperwork, and I'm getting some talk back here, so it's a little confusing, but you were hosting your paperwork on your own computer? Or you're just saying that somebody was preventing you from even uploading this essay in the first place?
No, when I was able to participate in the listserv at first, and when I announced my declaration of independence for this new, I created a virtual country for cyberspace where anybody could
uh-huh.
join and declare themselves independent from existing government because
okay.
we do not agree with what they're doing.
I absolutely understand where you're coming from there. So
okay.
Just try to explain to me exactly what happened that you believe was censorship. I'm still a little confused because somebody messed with your phone line.
Okay, I was having discussions with all of the other members on the listserv about the protest that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started writing my essay I wrote, and it turned into a virtual country. And then when I published the announcement to the listserv, that message never made it back to the listserv, because every message you send to a listserv...
Yeah, it goes out to recipients.
Inbox, right?
So you're saying that somebody snagged that it was pulled.
It was snagged. And then within 12 hours, the announcement came through, but it was a different Declaration of Independence. They re-edited it and claimed it
Who's
as
they?
Their own. If you would do a search on the internet right now for Declaration of Independence for Cyberspace, you will find the other copy that they made, which makes...
Who is it that you're accusing they of being? Who?
Okay, Dave Wiener.
So just a couple of people. You're not saying it's the government.
No. AOL.net, Wired Magazine, and WorldNet.net are the three domains that I traced the...
Basically, you're saying you believe that these private companies got involved, which I don't
definitely.
Think that's really censorship. That's them deciding to
use... They
organized
a mole hunt for freedom fighters. They put out the call to arms for people. They actually said, this is a call to arms for everybody who is worried about
telecommunications.
Why is this something that I'm sorry? Why are you so concerned about this now in 2009? I mean, you said this happened back in 1996. You could put whatever you wanted to put online today, and odds are very good it wouldn't be pulled down. I mean, it seems to me like this is really old news. Why is this so hot for you?
Well, because what was all wrapped up in that was a long-term plan to enable people on the Internet to communicate with other people on the Internet privately.
We have that today. It's called encryption, you know, instant messages with encryption.
Nobody uses it.
Encrypted, well, that's their problem. I mean, there are people that are using encryption out there.
Encryption should have been mainstream, just like when we use snail mail.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda. I mean, most people don't feel the need to encrypt their emails. I don't encrypt mine. I just use Gmail, and it does a fine job of taking care of things.
Right.
It seems to me that you're really harping on something that happened back in the 90s that would not be hard for you to duplicate today. I mean, if you had this idea back then and you want to start your own website, you can, you know, buy website hosting from somebody that lives in another country, and it's very unlikely anybody's going to stop you. I mean, we don't hear stories like this today about people having their radical ideas taken down from the Internet. You can find all kinds of crazy and radical stuff out there on the Internet. So I guess I fail to see where the issue is here. I understand that you have a gripe against certain companies that you believe were conspiring, and I don't know if there's any evidence of this, but that you believe that were conspiring to stop your particular essay from reaching the Internet. But that happened a long time ago, and it doesn't qualify as censorship, really, because that you weren't really ever guaranteed any freedom of operation on their property in the first place, unless you were explicitly guaranteed that, in which case you then have a court case against them or something like that. But when a private person with their private property decides to say, well, I don't want you speaking here, that's their prerogative. So similarly, this is Free Talk Live, and you are allowed to call in about anything. But when we're finally done with the call, we've got to let you go. And I thank you for the call. Just because you had more to say doesn't mean that you're being censored. It just means that I'm exercising my rights over as the programmer of this radio show to move on, go to the news, and, you know, get to hour number three. It's not necessarily censorship. So I still fail to see what the issue was. If you want to get your essay on the Internet, put it online. Who's stopping you? Don't tell me it's some conspiracy, because you can go online and do it right now and no one's going to stop you. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.